Hey everyone, welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, coming to you from TCO Studios at Winter Park with a sheet full of your questions. Thanks for sending them in. We appreciate it. Now let's get to work. Question number one comes from Charles in Brazil. Is someone leading the race on becoming our third receiver? Well, I don't think this is going to be a race where there is a winner declared for the full season, but for the time being, it seems Laquon Treadwell is getting lots of reps with the first team offense and some with the second team offense, indicating to me that he could be the guy to be WR3 for the Vikings. But keep in mind, the Vikings did sign Michael Floyd this offseason. He has looked pretty good. And you have old reliable Jarius Wright running around who can play all different kinds of positions on the field. So the Vikings have lots of different pieces to the puzzle at wide receiver, but Laquon Treadwell certainly has been impressive this offseason. Our second question comes from Matt. Has Michael Floyd played with the first team offense? Well, the aforementioned Floyd, as I said, has looked pretty good, and he has been running a little bit with the first team, but mostly the second team and some of the third team. Just remember, the coaches are experimenting with different combinations at different points on the field in different game situations. So we don't read too much into who's running with the first, second, and third team, especially at a position like receiver. But Floyd has looked very good for the Vikings, wearing jersey number 18 for now. Big target, can be physical, good in the red zone, and I have a feeling he's going to be a good run blocker for Dalvin Cook, Jerick McKinnon, and Latavius Murray. Our next question comes from Dalton. From your perspective, which rookie stood out the most during OTAs? Well, I'd love to come up with a novel answer that no one would have thought of, but I'm going to Dalvin Cook. No doubt about it, this guy has looked the part of a first-round pick. What's better is the Vikings got him in the second round. Dalvin Cook definitely looking the part. He's fast, he's quick, great vision, and you can see the home run hitting ability that he displayed at Florida State in practices during OTAs. Now, it's an entirely different animal to do it at training camp, then to do it in the preseason, then to do it in the regular season, but so far so good for the Vikings' top pick this year. Our next question comes from Noel in Bayfield, Wisconsin. If competition ends up in a dead heat between Mac Alexander and Terrence Newman, would the tiebreaker go to McKenzie? Well, that's a good question, one only Mike Zimmer will know the ultimate answer to. On one hand, you could favor Terrence Newman because of his knowledge of Mike Zimmer's defense. On the other hand, you can favor McKenzie Alexander because then you can use Terrence as your super sub corner, a guy who can come in for Rhodes or Waynes if they are injured or need a break, and a guy who can come in for Mac Alexander if Mac takes a step back or if he gets hurt. Don't know how this one's going to unfold. I'm just glad we have number 23 on the roster. The next question comes from Rhino in Southern California. Which part of our 2017 schedule do you think is the toughest four-game stretch? Well, producer Alex has the schedule on the screen right now. You can take a look at it. I think the toughest four-game stretch comes from weeks 12 to 15. At Detroit, at Atlanta, at Carolina. Three games in a row on the road. Then you come home to play Cincinnati, but here's the caveat. That game against Cincinnati the following week is a short week at Lambeau Field. So it's really a five-game stretch. I think it could be the most challenging part in the schedule. Hopefully the Vikings are already in good position when they enter that stretch. Our final question comes from Richard. Just want you to know that you do a great job covering the Vikings. I really envy you this time of year. Well, thanks, Richard. We appreciate that. VEN is chock full of talented, passionate people who love bringing you the content. Don't be envious. Join us. Take a look at the screen right now. These are all the places you can catch Vikings content in addition to Vikings.com and the Vikings app. Those are our social media platforms. Follow them. Even more content delivered straight to you. That's going to do it for this week's edition of the Pick Six, but a couple of things before we go. The email address at the bottom of the screen is where you should send questions in if you want to be a part of next week's Pick Six. In the meantime, go to Vikings.com or the Vikings app and check out Eric Kendricks wired with a helmet cam from OTAs. Super cool stuff as you hear from the guy who gets the signals from George Edwards and Mike Zimmer. Eric Kendricks calls our defense. We have him wired for sound. Also next week, the Vikings mandatory minicamp. We will have coverage wall to wall, including maybe head coach Mike Zimmer wired up if he'll let us. Lots of cool stuff coming your way over the next week. So make sure you stay tuned right here.